We are fully embracing the Bucks here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. They're headed to the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals after defeating the Brooklyn Nets Saturday night. They take on the Atlanta Hawks Wednesday night, Game 1, Conference Finals. And there's pressure, right, to make history. They're one step closer to winning their first championship since 71 when they were led by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Are you a fan? What do you think of their overtime success in Game 7? It's 800-642-1234. Megan Hart is taking it all in, Wisconsin Public Radio sports reporter based in Green Bay. Megan, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how are Bucks fans doing in this, you know, eliminating the Nets in that thriller, you pick your action-packed word, and this position they're in headed into the finals?
I think people are really excited. Anytime there's a game seven in any sport, it's very exciting. And, you know, the Bucks fans have had high expectations the last couple of years after a couple of really strong regular seasons that have ended in disappointment. And I think maybe some people were worried that's where we were going, especially after game five when the Nets came back and beat the Bucks, and the Bucks had two elimination games. But they really dug in, and they showed that they've got, like you said, a lot of heart. And I think fans were really excited. I don't know if you saw the images from the Deer District, but it just looked crazy. It was so hard to believe that those pictures weren't coming out. You know, they weren't old pictures from 2019, back when the Bucks were in the Eastern Conference Finals. It was so crazy to see so many people all together again.
Well, I think, you know, some of the sentiment from the team was Game 7 felt like the longest, most intense game. And there was that grit, that stamina that was so essential against the Nets. What did you hear from players?
Yeah, it felt like a long game to me. And so I imagine for them, there were 20 lead changes, 10 ties. There was so much back and forth. But there were a lot of opportunities for there were a lot of moments when the Bucks maybe could have faded away, and they just didn't do that. And so after the game, their star Giannis Antetokounmpo said that he was very he very clearly said he almost got emotional after the game. And he just talked about the everything that the team went through, not only this season but this series. They lost the first two games in Brooklyn, and it is incredibly difficult to come back from two games down. More than 90% of teams that go down two games in a playoff series end up losing that series. So he said it just took so much effort and resiliency from everybody on the team that he almost got a little choked up about it. But he was not the only player to also say that they didn't come into this season with the goal of winning an Eastern Conference semifinal series or even the Eastern Conference. Their goal is to win an NBA championship. And so still got to win eight games to do that.
Yeah. So, you know, keeping the team healthy is one thing, but I'm really curious, are COVID positive illnesses still a lingering variable that's out there, you know, as we get closer and closer to the championship?
I think that certainly seeing the NBA playoffs unfold and seeing the excitement in and outside of the arenas and seeing the success that the league has been able to have, certainly this year since the vaccine has become more available to players and fans, mm-hmm. It is I feel very optimistic that, you know, the next few weeks will be okay, but it certainly is, I think, a concern. And I imagine teams are still taking a lot of precautions because you would hate for that to play a role in a very important series like the ones that have coming up.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Megan Hart, who is WPR sports reporter, covered the Bucks final game against the Nets Saturday night. You can join in. Are you a fan of the Bucks? What do you think of their recent success in Game 7 against the Brooklyn Nets? How do you think the Bucks could improve? And what do you see upcoming here with the Atlanta Hawks? 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. So what are you hearing out of head coach Mike Budenholzer, you know, especially after Game 7 and eliminating the Nets? What do you see out of leadership?
Well, he of course the first thing that he said was he congratulated after the game, he congratulated the Nets on their series. I mean, it certainly was a very competitive series with a lot of brilliant play, especially from the Nets star Kevin Durant. And so he gave them credit, and you talked a lot about all of the things that his players gave him on Saturday night. Whether it was Giannis Antetokounmpo, who had 40 points and really was the team leader in the moment when they needed their best player to be the best player on the court, to some other players who had struggles but came through when they really needed them, like Jrue Holiday, who didn't shoot very well, but ended up getting a three right at the end of the game that was important, or Brook Lopez, who had made an error at the end of the game with a shot clock violation that allowed the Nets to tie the game and go to overtime. But then he came up with a huge block in the overtime period that made a really big difference in the outcome of the game. And so he was clearly just really happy for his players. Like I said, like the players, you know, this wasn't the goal to get this far. So I think after the game, Bucks had yet to find out who their opponent in the Eastern Conference Finals would be, but it'll be interesting to hear a bit more about what he thinks of the matchup with the Hawks.
Yeah, we're going to talk Hawks in a moment here, but you know, Chris Middleton played a really big role for the Bucks in closing game seven, you know, against the Nets. But Chris Middleton has struggled on the road. What are you expecting out of him at home?
Well, he really did. So in the first half of Saturday's game, I think he was 2 for 11, as was Jrue Holiday. And it was a big difference from on Thursday when they played game six in Milwaukee, and he had a career high 38 playoff points in that game. It was just incredible. But it was really great to see how in the second half he came through in the moments where the Bucks really needed him. And he and Giannis have been in Milwaukee together a long time, and it's they're clearly sort of the twin pillars of this team, and so I think he will play a very important role if the Bucks are to beat the Hawks in advance.
Yeah, and that question keeps going over and over my head. Can Giannis get his team over the hump? I mean, can he do it?
That's been a question that people have asked of have been asking the last couple of seasons, because he's had so much regular season success. And he you know, I think a lot of people have been wondering if he can be that guy who really can lead his team to an NBA title. I think part of that, you know, that narrative, it is kind of misguided, just in the sense that last season was so different, with the NBA playoffs taking place in the COVID-19 bubble and the season being disrupted due to the pandemic. And then he actually was injured in the second round of last year's playoffs. But I think, you know, he really came up big when the team needed him after playing. You know, the Bucks going down 0-2, and then he really didn't have a very good game in game two, but he really came back and fought hard. And in game six and seven, he was just a huge difference on the court.
We have sports reporter Megan Hart with us as the Bucks headed to the Eastern Conference Finals to take on the Atlanta Hawks Wednesday. Is this it? Are you following the NBA playoffs? Will you watch the Bucks go against the Hawks? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Megan Hart here on the Ideas Network. We are making space for the number three seeded Bucks as they head to the Eastern Conference Finals. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Giannis managed to have one of the best series of his career, eliminating the number two seeded Brooklyn Nets last week. The Bucks are primed to make their championship run. Tip off against the Atlanta Hawks in game one of the series Wednesday night, Pfizer Forum. Are you following the Bucks run? Who is your favorite player this year? Join in 800-642-1234. WPR sports reporter Megan Hart is with us for about 10 more minutes. So, Megan, the Bucks and the Hawks, the last two teams standing in the Eastern Conference, do the Hawks lack depth?
Yeah, you know, I think I think that the Bucks will certainly be favorites going into this series. The Hawks have really just been able to find ways to win. After that game 7 against Philadelphia, I heard Kyle Herter do an interview, and he said that they're just such a young team that they almost don't have. They're just so naive that they don't know that they're not supposed to go out and win every game. And they don't know sort of the size of the stage that they're on now. And I feel like in a way, the Bucks and the Hawks, I don't think have, you know, a lot of history or animosity necessarily as opponents, but I think that it's an interesting matchup in the sense that if the Hawks are coming at it from that perspective, I feel like the Bucks are almost coming from the opposite perspective, where the last 2 years they have had a lot of pressure on them to go out and win in the playoffs. And they haven't necessarily been able to achieve expectations. And it seems like this year, just with the way that the Bucks beat the Nets, who I think, you know, they struggled with injuries last series, but I think most people saw the Nets as maybe the most likely team to win the title this year. I think it will be hard for the Hawks to match up with the Bucks over 7 games.
And the Bucks, they won the regular season series against the Hawks 2-1. Two of those games were played at Atlanta, and Bucks took one. The other played at Pfizer Forum back in January. Does having home field advantage, Pfizer Forum, make any impact here?
Yeah, I think that Trae Young missed maybe that most recent game, and he's the Hawks star player. But the Hawks are the first team, I think, since the 90s to make the conference finals without an all-star. And some people would say Young maybe should have been an all-star, but so it will be you know, interesting to see how they deal with the pressure of a conference finals. But I think that you know, the Bucks haven't lost a home game these playoffs. They swept the Heat in the first round, and they won their games in Milwaukee against the Nets, and the Nets had home court advantage this past series, so they were even able to go and win game 7 in Brooklyn when they really needed it. They were able to get it done on the road, but they've just been very dominant at home. And I think, you know, we've been able to see, especially this past series, just the excitement that Milwaukee fans have, and I think that that goes a long way.
So how do the Bucks manage Trae Young, who's averaging, you know, 29 points per game in this postseason?
Well, I think that the Trae Young is really good. I think, you know, he plays fast, and that'll be a challenge for the Bucks. I think Drew Holiday is really going to have to be on his game defensively, but they just managed to successfully defend arguably the best player in the world and Kevin Durant with the Nets. And so I think that that has to instill a lot of confidence that they were able to get through that series and get some really good defensive play, especially from PJ Tucker, who was really brought into this team to be kind of their enforcer, and he did that well against the Nets. So I think that a big part of it is just got to be how confident they feel after beating a team that was talked about as such a likely NBA title favorite.
Megan Hart with us, WPR sports reporter, as we discuss the Bucks' chances of winning it all. The NBA playoffs are here. They go up against the Atlanta Hawks in the Eastern Conference. You can join in. Have you been able to see the Bucks at Pfizer Forum this season? What games or moments of the season will you remember? 800-642-1234. Colin is joining us from Wausau. Hi, Colin. What's on your mind about the Bucks?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Actually, I have a win-win situation. I have a bet with Charles Person, who's a original Freedom Rider from Atlanta, who's coming to my school in October. So if Atlanta wins, I have to wear an Atlanta shirt that has MLK on it, which is awesome. And if the Bucks win, then he has to wear a Bucks jersey when he comes to speak at my school. So
I
I'm in a
love this.
win-win situation.
That is absolutely amazing.
And kudos for the Hawks for doing that with MLK, with Martin Luther King and stuff like that. Just that is awesome. So kudos to the Hawks.
Colin, thanks. Megan, what can you add there?
That's so cool. It's great to be able to, of course, have to have a consolation if the Bucks don't in fact win. I think that just sounds like such a great opportunity. So that's really fun. Thank you for sharing.
What do you make of the coaching? You know, Nate McMillan of the Hawks, Budenholzer from the Bucks, do they have different philosophies or different approaches?
Well, it's interesting because Budenholzer had some coached some good Hawks teams. So that's sort of one connection that the teams have. I think, the Hawks had a coaching change this season, during the regular season, which it's, I think, kind of rare for a team to get to that point where they feel they need to make a change mid-season and then come back with young players and advance this far in the playoffs. I think there's just like there's talk has been talk about whether Giannis is the player to kind of lead the Bucks to a championship. There's been talk of whether Budenholzer is the coach to do it here in Milwaukee, and I think he went a long way in securing his future with the team with that Game 7 win. And he sometimes he gets some slack for maybe not making adjustments as quickly as some people think that he should. He has played Giannis a lot more in these playoffs than he normally has in the past, so he has been making some of those changes. So, it'll be interesting to see. We saw in the last series, Brook Lopez, who is a Bucks player, he was the all-time leading scorer for Brooklyn, and so he got to go in and kind of have a really impactful series against his former team. So Budenholzer will get the chance to do that as a coach against the Hawks.
Scott now in Medford. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
What would you like to add?
Just to follow up on that, with Budenholzer being the former coach of Atlanta, the Atlanta Hawks are also the former team of Milwaukee. I think there's a natural hatred between Milwaukee and Atlanta just because they keep stealing our teams.
So some institutional memory that Scott is bringing up there. Will that factor in, Megan?
It may. I think that when you get to this point in the playoffs, then you have such a good chance ahead of you that it doesn't take a lot to create that kind of animosity. I'm sure it'll be a really hard fought series, so there will be no shortage of things to get fans and players fired up.
Well, Scott, what are your predictions? How will the series go?
I'm picking Milwaukee in six. I
Okay.
think they can steal one early down at Atlanta and close it out at Fiserv Forum. So.
All right. All right, Scott, thank you so much. Megan, what about Scott's prediction and what is your prediction? How do you think the series will play out?
Yeah, I agree with Scott. I think Bucks win in five or six. I might be a little overconfident to say five, but I just feel like they're really rolling, and having gotten through the Nets is a big accomplishment. I think in a lot of ways it felt like they were well past the, it didn't feel like an Eastern Conference semifinal series. And hopefully they'll be able to take that momentum into the next round. And of course, Philadelphia, who the Hawks beat, was the top seeded team, having had a very strong regular season. But they didn't get the best play from their stars in that series with the Hawks. And Joel Embiid was dealing with an injury. And so, of course, what they did is a big accomplishment too. But I really think that Milwaukee is going to be playing with a lot of confidence, and they just have a lot more experience and more depth.
I want to circle back to COVID and just like the stark contrast to last season and playing in the bubble. How full will Fiserv Forum be?
It will be mostly full, although I read in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel yesterday and checked last night. There are still quite a lot of tickets available. So I'm not sure if, that has to do with some people just enjoying the kind of rowdy atmosphere outside in the plaza, or if some people, still are reasonably concerned with being in such a crowded arena with COVID still lingering. And so I think it will, but it will be, I would think, probably mostly crowded. It will look like normal games from before the pandemic, and with some masks, hopefully.
What does that mean, though, for players, for the league to feel like pre-pandemic?
It is, I think, in a way, really for me, when the moment I realized how serious the pandemic was and how quickly it was approaching was when the NBA they paused their season in March of 2020. And so it's interesting just how much basketball has kind of played a role in the history of the pandemic in my eyes. And so last season when they played in the bubble, that was just such a different sort of basketball experience. I know it was a lot of players said that it was difficult, particularly in the early rounds, to be away from their families and to be in such a secluded environment and to be playing without fans. And so it's just it really is interesting how that was the first moment of the pandemic for me, and it really feels like this is the moment things are starting to really change.
Yeah, following the contours. Megan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Megan Hart is sports reporter for WPR based in Green Bay. Coming up, we meet the new mayor of La Crosse, Mitch Reynolds, and we explore his priorities and how his office is dealing with PFAS contamination, the forever chemicals that have leached into drinking water. 800-642-1234. We'll talk with Mayor Mitch Reynolds after a news update on the Ideas Network.